AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A white police officer charged with murder in the shooting of a black teenager a year ago. In some Chicago streets are the scene of protests.
Watching! The whole world is watching!
A dash cam video shows Laquan McDonald being shot 16 times in mere seconds. And Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder. Mayor Rahm Emanuel appealed for calm Tuesday night.
I would like to echo the comments of the McDonald family. They have asked for calm, and for those who choose to speak out, to do it peacefully.
At least two arrests were made during Tuesday evening's protests. At least one person has been arrested in Minneapolis after shots were fired Monday night outside a police station. Five people were shot in the attack at the site of a protest of the shooting of a black man by police a week and a half ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin is denouncing what he calls a stab in the back after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane it says ignored warnings that it was flying through its airspace. President Obama says this incident underscores the dangers of Russian military operations in Syria.
They are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey, but a wide range of countries.
The president made his comments during a news conference at the White House with French President François Hollande. Through an interpreter, he said it's crucial for Russia to target the Islamic State group rather than Syrian opposition forces.
France can work together with Russia if Russia concentrates its military action on Daesh against ISIL, and if Russia fully commits to a political solution in Syria.
President Obama and the French president are vowing to step up airstrikes against the Islamic State group and to improve intelligence sharing following the deadly attacks in Paris. This is AP Radio News. There are some travel concerns in the coming week because of the terrorist attacks in Paris. Despite the concerns, millions of people are expected to travel somewhere this week for the holiday. The AAA estimates nearly 47 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home, a jump over the number from a year ago. A big reason is the cheapest gas prices since 2008. For thousands of people in the Pacific Northwest, it will likely be a dark and cold Thanksgiving. Nearly 20,000 households in Spokane, Washington, are still without power nearly a week after strong winds brought down power lines. Governor Jay Inslee is considering a request for federal disaster assistance. 17 outstanding Americans have presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Obama, among them baseball great Willie Mays.
A few years ago, Willie rode with me on Air Force One. I told him then what I'll tell all of you now. It's because of giants like Willie that someone like me could even think about running for president.
I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.